cool.
So that it can help the management to do important things like fundraising. Chairperson, I think I will end there. Yeah.
Thank you, Honorable Principal.
Hey. Thank you, Chair. I'm quite impressed when you mentioned that you had the competition for Iskatania, which is our music. Formulated by our people without the assistance of any instrument. But I'm also jealous that you take Iskatania on board just because there are professors on Iskatania, but you do not recognize our Amafubo. You take Zulu dance in Goma as mainly as an African thing. But I'm very, very worried about our indigenous music, Amahubo, which goes like Iskatania without the support of any instruments, but we sing them as they are. Most music is being supported, funded, like gospel music and classic music and opera. But what about our indigenous music? When these entities are going to take it on board as a part of our cultural thing, which is based there, nobody can take it out from us. As we are going for this 2010, you know, all this other music is going to appear because they are being supported. But when it comes to our African music, indigenous music, all these nations in South Africa, they have their own music. Go to the world. They sing the accordion. Very, very nice. They enjoy it. Go to the Indians. They do their own thing. But when it comes to ours, we need a support for this. There are things that are going to disappear forever from our people. Like Ugugia. Ugugia is a demonstration that we are doing to thank the ancestors about what is the support they have given to you. But you cannot just hear anywhere on the road. We need the support for all this. I can appreciate that the Playhouse can do something about that. I also request that maybe to inquire, do you have any provision for bursary to assist students to take over the project of art? I think that's all that I would like to say. Thank you,
Honorable Prince Zulu. Prince Zulu really, I can say, he really provoked me by saying that. I wanted to keep quiet on that issue. Every day on Isidumo, we only see Zulus, part of Xhosa somehow, somewhere, and and Tswanas. No vendors. The vendors is just that thing which was recorded long ago. I don't know when. Those guests were just jumping around. So at least they come sometimes. What is this FEB really doing all about, really? What about this other nationality? That's why I say the statement he put really, you know, fumed me. And said, this SABC is really paid by all nationalities. So I think make it serious. Otherwise our people will cry and then talk. When they start talking, they'll be meaning business. That is TV. Let's see ourselves. This place, like I said, that which rural areas are you really, really in touch with? That's why I said he made me angry. That it's true that it's not fair enough. Honorable Bengu, is it Bengu? Yes, Bengu.
Yes, good. Thanks, Madam Chair. I want to echo the sentiment of, by my colleagues that your presentation was indeed very interesting, very professional. A lot of preparation has gone into it. And thanks for that. I'll try to be germane. I'm looking at the issue of the poverty alleviation. I wonder what program do you have as a Fair House to contribute in the alleviation of poverty. I know that this thing of poverty alleviation is one of those things which are sort of taken quite deeply, rather seriously. And it's a very serious thing. And some people would come here and actually, you know, pronounce on that. Yet, in actual fact, they don't do it. So, whereas it's a very serious thing in the sense that. It impacts upon everything what the new government and the new Democrats are trying to do. Number one. Number two is the issue of the social cohesion, which is very crucial in terms of the departmental strategic plan. Again, your presentation does hint on that, and one would perhaps hear more in terms of a specific program that deals with it as to how do you address it. It's a kind of an overall, you know, objective of the department, which is good that you do have in your strategic plan. Again, Chairperson, is this issue of the council. I don't know, the CEO has appealed that perhaps this committee could help them. I don't know what, how. If this is quite, as Mr. Lahade has said, this is quite a very serious thing if it's non-existent. And actually, it's unconstitutional. I wonder how the committee can help them, because it's a very serious thing if it doesn't exist. Lastly, it's the whole issue of the Katamia and the another thing. I'm also supporting the prince there in terms of promoting that, but I'm particularly focusing on Indlamu, which is actually very indigenous. Of course, again, it tallies with the philosophy of the department. We would love to see the Bay House, you know, sort of. Displaying that, showcasing, I mean, particularly the province that you have, which is very good at that kind of stuff. Thanks.
Honorable
Panepas,
followed by Honorable Ramsey.
Okay, let me start with I'm glad Sanzulu has talked about the bush, because if I just play my general in KwaZulu-Natal, I think a lot of things that I do. However, I have a concern, and I just studied the annual report last week, However, what bothers me is that after 4 years, we are still on the repair issue of the building and the safety issue. And I'm just wondering by now, after 4 years, what has been done and where is public work? Obviously, they've got a role to play to the building, if I'm correct. And what has been done and so forth. Obviously, on the council, I have concerns because in this department, every single council that's got to be appointed never gets appointed on the task chairperson. Mm-hmm. Not one. And I'm glad that my friend is in the minister's office is here. So obviously, you'll report that there's another council that is not on time again. So those are my serious concerns. I mean, I studied it. AG report, and I see you did put on your strategic objectives compared to the KPIs and so forth, what you want to achieve. But I'm really concerned that we're not advancing with the safety of the building in Durban CBD and the issue around renovations. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Ramjeet.
And let me also join my colleagues in thanking you for the presentation. As we know that art and culture components must be in the transformation of art and culture, especially in promoting our South African identity. So I think some of my comments were been highlighted. But you know that it's something that I also want to highlight for very little presenters as to, you know, we have been having, in terms of this social strategy, several times we have these who dies and with nothing to assist them to them. They died in poor. And I just want to find out as to whether you do have some kind of specific program that actually also addresses, in that area. But also looking at the budget here, I think it would be also helpful when we draw our budget to also indicate our expenditures here so that we see as to where you are going in terms of your budget. You know, because here it's only budget 2008 through 2009. There's no indication of previous expenditures just to guide someone to say, you know, where is this budget taking us to, whether you are under budget here or you are over budget.
Thank you very much. You reminded me when you said that the musician who died, I long had forgotten that as I said, like a Jewish mother, because they stay at my home and closer to my home, that the community really extend their condolences to the family. She was really very happy at the presentation. I told her that I didn't have time because of my business. She explained to me how things are going. I won't talk about them now. There's a fifth house, fifth street for my house. Thank you. Your response?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I would like us to perhaps not follow the chronological order. I'd like to the chronological order in which the questions were asked, but I'd like to specifically start with issues of the budget. Members would remember, especially the Honourable Van der Walt, that the previous financial year 2005-2006 we received a qualified audit report, and we consider the work that was done in the previous financial year as having been remarkable, because this is a relatively a clean report because it is not qualified. That is not to say that there are no areas that we need to focus on, but all the queries that were raised by the Auditor General in the previous audit report of 2006-2007 have been now addressed satisfactorily, and I'd like the CFO to just highlight some of these.
Thank you, CEO. As CEO had mentioned, in the 2006-07 financial year, we received an unqualified audit report. There were three items that the Auditor General picked up in terms of compliance which we had addressed. One was the issue of the credit control policy. We now have an approved credit control policy in place in the internet. Secondly, the tax exemption certificate has been received from the report of revenue. And thirdly, in our reporting to the MEC, we now include actual against targets on a quarterly basis. So the all outstanding issues have been resolved. All outstanding issues for better than 6-7 financial year have been resolved as well. And thank you. Now that things have started to level up,
Job creation and so on. program, such as the schools program, which has all these assets and all these elements. As far as the repairs and maintenance, the Honorable Fanny suggests, this is an ongoing activity. It can never stop because it's such an old building. It is true that the Department of Public Works could be very useful to us. We are making approaches, but we have not received any type of formal ongoing response. So it is her proposal that we need that she find funding. You find, therefore, that part of the money that the Department of Arts and Culture is giving to us is for primarily looking at infrastructure, as well as salaries, because that's what they're being funded for. It is not sufficient to take care of all the very technical needs of the company. That is why we then look and tap into other streams of generating our own revenue. Not very clear to us how we can, in a formalized manner, touch on the coffers of the public works department, because that makes central progression sense, that that is the suitable department to us discuss with them. There was also an issue raised about artists who died poor and what the famous company is doing about it. Again, this is a very serious issue, but as far as the language given to the institution, we are not an agent that disperses funds. It is our understanding that the National Arts Council has established precisely to look at the disbursement of funds. But our create programs funds identified creation and development and education and promotion of the arts. However, if there's been the death of an artist, a prominent artist, now and again we do receive requests to make our venues available, perhaps to hold a memorial service or pay tribute to a particular artist. Free of charge, but as far as disbursing funds, we at this stage do not have a method of doing such. But this does not mean to say that we will find creative ways within the legislation to assist, but it has not been an area of priority given the other challenges and the other demands that we have in this community.
Thank you.
I'd like to respond to the issue of representative asking. This happens on a regular basis. We do not hire fill positions and hire people based on their gender or based on their race. We look at issues of empowerment of women, on issues of affirmative action, but equally important in our assessment is the issue of artistic excellence. And therefore you'll find that within a particular production that we have, you might find Kofas in there, you might find Bapedi in there, you will find an Indian person in there, you will find people with various sexual orientations, religious groups, and so on. And so our productions are highly inclusive. Take, for instance, last Saturday in Israeli on SABC1, they showed the work that was performed at the Playhouse. It's a work that is very well known, composed by Handel. It's about the Messiah. This is a production that was staged in March towards Iskandar during the Easter period. We had white people there, we had black people, we had people from different parts of the country, we had even people from other provinces outside of the country. You had an orchestra which is predominantly white, you had a very well-mixed choir, you had soloists that represent various groupings. This on its own speaks to the issue of integration. Because the Playhouse Company is not structured in a way to have its own artistic team or a company, an artistic company, we are not in a position to grow a particular type of a product that can be valuable and can do Bratamia today, tomorrow do a Bharatanatyam, which is a type of Indian dance, and tomorrow do ballet and so on, simply because we are hiring people per production. As far as the issue of the naval complex, this is where most, well, all our sets are built. If you go to see a production at the Playhouse, you just see one component, which is the production, but it has many facets. You need people who are going to design and make costumes. You need people that are going to make a tree. Somebody must design it, somebody must go buy the material, somebody must assemble it together, and it comes into a tree. You need a house, an image of a house or a physical house built. Naval becomes the warehouse, the working space, filled with artisans that make these things. We first get a designer, and then we have artisans that can either paint a house or physically make a house for us. It also houses the fleet of the company. Because we move sets from production to production and store them away, we have to have a technical, it's a huge truck. We also are transporting artists from various places to different places where the productions are happening, for instance, with our food production. So we have to have our own fleet for it. We make deliveries and so on. So we have a very small fleet that is also housed at Naval. Such activities are contained at the Naval complex. The ISPA is the name of the organization that I mentioned that has been, was established 60 years ago, that will be coming to Durban in June as part of this conference, called the International Society for the Performing Arts. This is a way for the Playhouse Company to strategically position itself to international role players, not only the Playhouse Company, but through the arts and culture of South Africa. I mentioned earlier on that there will be an opportunity for us to present and to sell their work. And what we have done was to go and find additional funding from, in addition to the allocation that has been made by the institution. And we're putting professional packages, either in videotape, in DVD format, in CD format, a group of singers or instrumentalists, or we are putting together a promotional brochure that contains the information about foreign packages. So this group is going to be coming. These are big administrators of concert halls, of opera houses, or production houses, or festivals, where artists from South Africa have an opportunity to sell their work for the people to buy. There was also a question about the parking. This is an ongoing issue. The Playhouse is not in a position to buy or build its own parking facility. What we meant by this is that we have to have an integrated plan that is going to be user-friendly to the people, to the audiences that come to us, all the people that do business with us, whether it's deliveries or people that have come to make recordings in our studio. What we have done was to work closely with the parking managers or the managers of parking facilities around us, either to give discounts or look into issues of security, better lighting, security personnel to be alert and to be available at night for the safety of our customers. But this is an ongoing arrangement that we will have because we are not in a position to build our own parking facilities. The REIT then is an standalone item. Working closely with the Department of Arts, Culture and Tourism, as well as the traditional rural household management. The same mobile stage is made of, I think, now it's been about 5 years since it's been participating. Every single year we make it available for sound equipment and those goods ahead that might perform on our stage. There was again from Linda Lizita clarification of Ubuya as event is rather than Ubuya as I understood it. But what you clarified is well understood, and no, we do not have a category for that, but we do have a category for Ubuya as in Zabu Ubuya, in the Lyceum. Again, UNDABA is posing a very serious challenge about the issue of veterans. Nabunkulu, Depa, we are very mindful of what the language is given to us and also the provisions of the Department of Finance Management Act. And so far, we have not been given the latitude to address veterans. And that doing that would be a contravention. But that doesn't mean that the need doesn't exist. However, we will do what we can to assist as long as we are acting against the emergency situation.
Thank you very much for your lengthy explanation. I think that's another thing. Boy, and whenever they feel a calling, you are going to be number one, number two, the young lion. And so we call again when we need to. We look at what they want, we are not coming to the city, that's the city in are not that late.
Yeah, well, No, I'm a real South African.
You are welcome. I think it's the first time you meet me, and I meet you. I don't need to
good morning. My name is Paul Makesan. I'm acting CEO from TECOS. I'm with my team here, Kay Hasisopito, an acting artistic manager, Mekabi, acting marketing manager, and we are accompanied by our MEC and our colleagues from Tech National, Metandi. Thank you. I will be the one who will be doing the presentation from TECO. I will not read word by word. I will just give the overview of what has transpired from the previous year and going forward.
Good morning. My name is Loretto Kadi. As my CEO has said, I am the acting marketing manager from TECOS.
Just accompanying the team, my ex Makashud and the MEC Sports, Arts and Culture in the few states.
I think you also have to know who are these people coming from Don't train it. When you are accompanied by the MEC, you might be monitoring you or have trust in you that you will really deliver.
Yeah.
You have that trust in you. So you are more blessed. From our side, I've already introduced myself that I'm from the great Limpopo. My constituency is in the most beautiful area in the whole of South Africa. On my right, we have the official from the department.
your party culture.
I will not take you through the background. I think the chairperson has said we should just get to the real issues of what PECOF was doing from the previous year and in going forward. PECOF is a playhouse. It's one of our it's one company which facilitates us, and we do events. The past financial year, PECOF was having a 65% of salary grant, which the grant comes from DAC National, and some of the money was earmarked for maintenance. We do have some of the departments which supplement the artistic department, ensuring that the events happening in PECOF are being successful, and we are complying with some other regulations. From the past financial year, we had the letter from the Public Works when we deal with finance, where they have indicated that we haven't been paying electricity, and the amount due is 5 million. And from the previous year, again, in terms of the contribution of the company towards the pension fund, we've got a deficit of 3.3 million. As a result of the ongoing apportionment exercise happening on the pension funds and provident funds. And the outgoing board of directors, they had instituted the forensic investigation, which have cost cap of 5.6 million, which was conducted for our executives. And the deficit we are having is 10.9, and out of the forensic investigation, the amount which was budgeted, it was 3 million, but it has overshoot in terms of the legal implications which arose from all the processes. I can confirm to the House to say the investigations have been concluded, and all three suspended employees, the CEO, the acting chief financial officer, and the HR manager, they have all been dismissed. However, regarding the HR manager, PECOF have negotiated a settlement because we through the legal processes, he could not be found guilty. But the CFO and the CEO, they've been found guilty, and they have been dismissed immediately. Currently, people, all the executive positions, we've got people acting on it, and we are ensuring that the institution is moving forward, and we've got constant communication with national DEC and our provincial DEC, led by our MEC, Isma Khashula, to ensure that even though the past executives are not there, but the business is going. However, we were having one of our members who was acting as a CEO by the name of Barry Sonapool, but he had left the company at the end of, he had resigned en masse, and he had sent a notice of 1 month. He had left the company by the end of April, and he was the only one who was left from the past executive members. So you would understand the executive we are having now, they were still operating on the metal management position. However, for this year, we've got 4.2 million budgeted for artistic, and this money we will be using it where our focus will be on development, because as you can realize, PECOS is relying from one source of grant from the National Department of Arts and Culture, and the money we are getting from the provincial level and the DEC provincial, it is earmarked for certain projects. So we are really relying from the grant we are getting from Arts and Culture National. However, there are various activities we are doing throughout the year where we collaborate with the artists, or we co-present the festival like VOCA, which is primarily for development, and we have to nurture those groups or individual artists which have been workshopped from the festivals, and we had to ensure that we give them moral support and whatever it is necessary when they endeavoring their work. However, last year we were having a saving of $500,000, which we were keeping it when people were leaving the company. Some critical positions were not being filled. However, we're still managing with the workload we are experiencing. But the critical jobs, we are advertising for it. I can confirm to the House to say we have advertised for the executive position, of which is the CEO, the HR manager, artistic director, and the HR, CFO, financial, is the CEO,
yes.
CFO, HR, and artistic director. However, the interviews have not been conducted because we are still awaiting the new board to be put in place. However, we have been proactive to advertise so that when they are coming in, it could not take long because as we know that placing an advert, we need to give it some time to run so that people who are willing to be part of our family, they can apply. I can assure to the House that for our financial controls, we are really adhering to all the legislation and the PFMA. We ensure that we comply, and for procurement, we are doing that, we are following it. So we are really on the path in ensuring that the company is sustainable and we are moving forward. I thank you. Not for now, Chairperson.
Management, whatever, over to the process, that's my question.
answer is number one, you should not feel sorry for community, whether the unity is here or not. They don't contribute anything financially. This is a national arts and culture industry. The other issue is the issue that you also now raised was somebody made a girl. I think the legal fee to this case that we heard about in the previous budget presentation already on the two officials that were suspended and a parity came. I mean, really, legal fees, 5.6 million rand. It's a huge amount. And I would like to know on the reason that was given to this committee at the previous presentation, are any people paying back any fees or any money? Or what is really the result of this investigation, of this forensic? The other issue, Chairperson, how is it possible that we now say serious six to be conservative on finances? How is it possible that for 7 years almost, we actually did not provide or did not know that we have to pay for electrical services? Why now? Why is it coming up now? I mean, you know, now we're starting to allow invasive proteins. And then on one of your slides, you actually say proudly that you actually have a national process of resignation of anti-terrorism going on the thing, and we managed to serve costs in such a way that we managed to get savings of 500,000 rand. But you don't have a permanent senior staff, so, you know, the comparison you made of that drop in the bucket, so to speak, I really find it very strange. I will raise a serious letter and question to the minister and also in some to the committee dealing with that issue. Thank you.
Thank you. Honourable Benzulu.
Thank you, Chairperson. If I can take the last question in terms of the 10.9 dividend. We have indicated that forensic and legal budget was 3 million and it has shot to 5.6, of which we had the deficit of 2.6 million, which contributed to the total of 10.9 million. 10.9 million, it sums up from the 3.3 deficit from the pension fund, of which it came as a result of the exercise of apportionment of the previous injustice in dealing with the pension, and that it was not at our disposal. We have been notified by the company which managing the pension fund for these playhouses, and the electricity, we have been told by the previous management, which have been suspended, that we had an exemption from the public works in Free State not to pay the electricity. Now it has came to us as a shock, because not to shift the blame to the outgoing guys, but we could not detect the letter where the approval of the exemptions has been granted. So by law we have been bound to take care or to accept the bill as we are using it for our event for electricity. However, in going forward, we have budgeted for that, of which at our disposal, at our control, we are managing to pay for the electricity. So the 10.9 million is culminating from those three components. In terms of the workload, we can affirm to say PECOPS was not really transformed, and we were having the working class where, if one in your, maybe to say, if the right transformation had been done, we could have the right size of manpower in ensuring that activities around PECOPS are being taken care of. So we've got people at the lower classes who are leaving, and as you will see, a person who has spent 20 years or 30 years in one organization, his salary figure, it will be high in comparing with the new guys who will be entering to the system, where you will start them at the entrance point because of the experience. In terms of the paying of these two dismissed candidates, one would start by saying these investigations have been tried by the board. It was the board issue, of which the new board would study the documents and lay the criminal charge in order to cap those costs. But at present, we don't have the board till the minister appoint the board. So it will be one big task which they would have to take it off the ground. I think wherever I have left my team will assist in that. Okay. The reason of suspension, it was the maladministration. As the investigations went deeper, they found there were some irregularities in terms of handling the company finance. So those were the big contributing factors in dismissing the two guys. In terms of the salary component, as you could see that that your top structure with the heavy paid members, they are not yet in the system. So that's why you would have the 65% compared to the previous of 70, because you don't have these people. Whoever is acting there, he will not be remunerated as compared to the one who will be appointed permanently on those on those positions. So those are. And ensuring the way forward, we have the partnerships with various municipalities, ensuring that we are taking or we are mentoring the arts in the Free State, and we are not focusing only the Mangaung area where the institution is situated. We are extending our hands to other remote areas, so that those people who are there, they have a benefit of ensuring that their endeavors will be carried through our assistance. So the municipalities are playing a pivoted role in assisting us that we don't have the outcry in terms of us affairs.
The previous board has done documents. The new board, we now have appointed, will study those documents, and then legal steps will be taken. Are you saying there will be more legal a higher burden? And I do not understand that if a forensic audit has a certain date to be done, if it was done, where is that outcome? Where is the holder? Because I'm sorry, if you're going to follow up of that,
Madam Chair, the final dismissal for these two gentlemen have been awarded in the middle of March, where the term of the previous board was ending. So in terms of taking the resolution of how are they going to charge these members criminally, the one which I'm referring that the new board will be coming in executing that. So the forensic investigations payment have been done. What we are alluding to is to say, as an institution in keeping court from those dismissed people, you need to lay a criminal charge so that if they have been detained or we repossess or we sell their belongings, just to keep the money, that process is the one which I'm referring that the new board will be taking care of. Thank you.
My question is also around this management, but you said money received from various stakeholders. How much is it that was received from various stakeholders? Are being earmarked for specific projects? These are those projects, specific ones. Can we clarify today?
The event.
You receive money from various stakeholders. and that money is earmarked for services. Can you please enlighten me, the committee, and between your organogram at second, and probably also give us your subconfidence.
The other department brings ready to us. The other one is absorbing a lot of money of utilizing the very same money with the help. I don't know whether the very same money from the education and other culture comes to one person. The way you find that sometimes maybe the education is not giving a lot of money. Ignoring what I'm saying in the middle. Is that thing really happening?
Thank you, Chairperson. I would just to iterate on the curbing of the court. You will find that in the past, these institutions were the production house, of which they could they were having a subcomponent of over 300 employees. But as time goes on in the new dispensation, the legislations have changed, where it has indicated that this institution needs to be the playhouses. The model of playhouses is to receiving the well-cooked productions. However, we are not concentrating only on the cooked productions because we've got responsibilities to take care for our province, where our young artists, they don't have opportunities as you compare to other provinces. So if you look to the playhouse concept, you will need the critical departments in ensuring that whoever comes and presents his job or her job, that we are able to stay there. It is not like that you will need people who will do props whatsoever. So those departments where people are from the department which is not the critical one, and they cannot be taken or integrated into other departments are the one which we are not filling the position. However, the organogram of the sub-component of PECOC, we've got 100 permanent workers. We've got various departments from finance, including supply chain management, marketing, state services, theater, security and maintenance, and transport. So those are the critical departments which taking care of all the activities of PECOC and in compliance with various legislations in terms of safety and so on. However, maybe the colleagues will help me on the organogram, but I think in totality, the people who are permanent in PECOC are 100. The critical positions are the executive, where you need to have the HR, the CFO, the CEO, and the artistic director. Below them, we've got highly qualified people who know their job. They've been there in the institution, and if we can just get those executives, then PECOC will be going forward. Thank you.
Chair, maybe let me come in and because the asset is a national asset, but it's in the province. And with intergovernmental relations and concurrency, we felt we should also come in because you can see there are a lot of challenges in PECOC. Well, of course, legal processes take their own time, only now in March. And the CEO, I think, is just acting for the last 2 weeks or so. And you can see that at senior level, there is completely nobody. And I know that the term of the board has also ended. The minister is about to appoint the new board. We have some interaction with the minister. And this post will soon be filled, as I say, the minister is looking into all those matters. But you can see, because also government departments don't play their role. What is surprising is that the Department of Public Works from 2001 until 2008 in the province did not build this institution. So my question on behalf of PECOC was, how come does the Department of Public Works not invoice PECOC for the last 7 years or so? In fact, I will argue that legally they shouldn't pay because after 3 years or so you can even write off. But with the challenges of PECOC not having money in the past as a production house, I think PECOC was well funded. And with changes, you can see that their budget is very, very small. And that's why I'm sure with other playhouses in the country, municipalities, governments in the provinces play a role. And I'm sure that's where we come in. And that's why we have started this year partnering with PECOC. When we talk about making sure that some of the activities we co-fund, whether we have Makufe or we'll put in money and we'll ask PECOC where we have to put money, we do so with other art festivals in the province. And that's how we think we will partner. If a municipality like the city of Mangaung plays its role, I'm sure like any city in the country, Durban or Johannesburg, PECOC can also do a lot of things. And I think we have engaged with municipalities. They are ready to come on board, and we are sure that PECOC indeed needs a turnaround strategy. And we are looking forward that the new board and the new management will definitely look into that situation. So for now, one can say there are all these challenges. In terms of transformation, obviously, there hasn't been any transformation. And that's why this institution needs radical transformation. And I'm sure the minister is also concerned about it. And once the new board is appointed, I think the ball will start rolling. And I'm sure by the end of this month, the new board will be in place. Of course, criminal charges will be laid against, and the minister I know is very strong about it, that criminal charges must be laid against those people who are suspended because of a lot of money. In fact, it will be good if the committee can get the report, forensic report, because I think it's supposed to be a public document. And in fact, if the committee can engage on around that report, I think you'll find out and you'll understand why the situation is like this. And people did not know what was actually happening. And so if the acting CEO takes over today and he has to account the fact of the matter, he was junior, he was in the institution, but there is nobody senior now for any person to account. But he's here acting, so he'll have to account to the committee. And this is why we maybe accompany them to say, as a province, we are also playing our role in assisting and giving them the necessary support. Well, art and culture, as you said, Chairperson, it's not really funded. When government budgets, they always want to budget things which you can touch, which you can see, which you can... So arts and culture, people don't think of putting more money. I'm sure government, as they budget, they don't put a lot of money in arts and culture. And I think it's critical. If we have to deal with challenges of xenophobia, arts and culture can play a very critical role. But if it's not funded, and I'm saying also as a province, we have agreed that we are not playing our role, and hence this question of intergovernmental relations, partnerships, and we hope that in the next budget, as we move forward, we will put more money into PACO. I'm sure all these posts will be filled by the end of the month in consultation with the minister, because I'm also assisting in the process. The end of May, yeah.
from us, but to be honest, we're listening to play out from the KZN. You can see the difference. You can see the difference. And the question is something. Why is it bad? Is it because I don't know whether that company is also helping, you know, the company we're referring to, or not, I don't know. Because the reason is, they are very difficult to take. More especially when we talk of not to face. When I was doing kind of culture, we used to be about something that they were really training by then. But now, but I believe as a team we can make it. We can use a particular way of building, come together and bring the art. Like the thing now, the energy thing that it has happened, art is not taking serious. We're using 1 minute building the country. Without art, there's nothing they can do. Whether entertainment, whatever they are, it's only that they associate art and culture with the world. I don't know with what, but with minor. It can affect life with the things we have. Now we are heading towards 2010. As a country of the day, playing it out. And you think that even after 2010, has to be alive. But we should gain from 2010. This is out of the country, which will be, they are going to be really entertaining the whole world. They will be looking at us. So that's why I'm saying that in art and culture, it's only the mindset of the people that there's nothing in art, but we're living art and culture. So we are really, well, I can't say that so, because situation sometimes we take to whatever really comes up. Because it affects our people. All these projects are special. All this. Equally. From now, from here, I think the absence of some follow-up questions, I believe now, even now, we can call it time and again. I don't think we will say no, those members of Parliament.
I'll invite the committee to Makuhle this year.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Do you have any advice?
No. Never advice. Same like the first one, but when you don't need money, you call.